Sam McBride, investment analyst from New Constructs, is here, and that means we're going to be evaluating stocks on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. Yup, we're heading for trouble with the stock today. Welcome to the Danger Zone. Yes, it's the Danger Zone here on Money Life, where today we're joined by Sam McBride, stepping in for David Trainer, the president and founder of New Constructs. But Sam is investment analyst at New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. They dig in at the bottom. So, you know, when you're looking at something, you might say, oh, let me look at the numbers and I'll take a quick look at the balance sheet. And you might come away thinking,
you are so good looking.
But at New Constructs, they ask a different question about stocks.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
Yeah, they do take a look to see what's still attractive. They dig in at the grassroots level, at the footnotes, and then they work their way back up. They do forensic accounting and free cash flow analysis, basically. Put that all together, and you can evaluate what is giving you a true picture of a company's value and what's giving you a misleading picture. When something is misleading, it is dangerous. If you want to learn more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com, on Twitter, at newconstructs, and remember, they blog about all of their Danger Zone picks. So if you hear something here and you want more information, it is available to you by going to the website. Sam McBride, welcome back to Money Life.
Thanks for having me, Chuck.
Who's in the Danger Zone this week?
Netflix.
Danger, danger.
Okay, Netflix is in the Danger Zone. Now, this is a stock that you guys have not been fans of for a long time, but to get back in the Danger Zone, for you to reiterate why a company is in the Danger Zone, something has to have happened, changed, or been updated. So we know you guys don't love Netflix at New Constructs, but what's the latest reason why you kind of hate this stock?
So there are a few big reasons that have caused us to even raise our conviction higher on Netflix than it has in the past. The biggest one is just that the momentum has died down. You know, in the past, fundamentals have always been bad, but this has been a noise trader driven, it's been a momentum driven stock. Even when there's, you know, nothing going on to justify it, you know, it can double in the span of a couple months. But we've seen that change over the past few months. It's down 25% from its high in mid-July. And if you look just recently, it reported earnings, it had an earnings beat, and it got a nice little pop. And then in a matter of a couple of days, that died away, and it's now trading back down below it was before earnings. So the sentiment is turned against it. The momentum is negative. That sort of upside potential that it had before, we think, has died down.
So what we're really saying is that the catalyst, always the toughest part, at New Constructs, whether I'm talking with you or Kyle Guskey or David himself, the hard part is always to say, what's the catalyst? Because the market and stocks can remain solvent for a lot, can remain irrational for a lot longer than we can remain solvent.
Exactly.
But if you're losing momentum, that's where you're getting to the point where at some point people are going to go, ooh, Emperor's not wearing any clothes here, right? So is the real issue here not that things have changed so much, but that the things that have been holding up the day of reckoning are now seeming to be falling off?
Yeah, that seems to be the case. And one big thing I think the market seems to be paying attention to now is the debt. We have been hitting on their streaming content obligations for a long time, but that's hidden down in the footnotes. You know, the average investor is maybe not seeing that. But now, to fund all this content spending they're doing, they keep having to raise debt. They've now raised six different tranches of over $1 billion in debt over the past 3.5 years. The latest one just recently was $2 billion. That's going to put them over $10 billion in debt. And it keeps getting more expensive. Their latest debt offering was rated junk, had a junk bond rating. You know, interest rates are rising, so their borrowing costs are going up, and that's fueling sort of rising content costs. And we think the market's starting to recognize that fact. They're starting to recognize the fact that this business is not sustainable if they keep having to take on more and more debt to fund this massive amount of content spending they're doing.
So how bad could this get? I mean, how ugly? What's a reasonable price for Netflix compared to where it's at now?
Yeah, so what we're looking at, if we think that Netflix can maybe raise its price from about $10 per person per month to $15 per person per month, you know, raise its margins by about 50%, and then grow revenue by 20% compounded annually for 10 years. We think the stock is worth about $137 per share today, which is a 56% downside.
A 56% downside.
Yeah.
Wow. And that's assuming no growth. What are the assumptions that are baked into that?
Yeah, so that's assuming that in 10 years they manage to get their subscriber numbers up to over 400 million versus 137 million currently, so about tripling their subscriber numbers.
Yeah, and basically that would mean that everyone in America subscribes to Netflix and one third of them subscribe twice. I mean, not that they're not an international company, but I'm just saying, when you start to talk about numbers of 400 million, that's not family subscriptions. Think about how big that number is. Is that number actually ever really achievable?
Maybe, you know, if they start expanding even more and more around the world. But then you get to the question of, can they really hit that price point? You know, you can maybe justify $15 per person per month in America. Can you do that in India? Can you do that in China? Can you do that in a lot of these very populous but much poorer countries where they're going to have to try to expand? And if you're doing that, how much more are you going to have to spend on content? You know, that's been a big problem for them, is they're trying to develop content for these international markets, but having to spend so much money. Can they maintain cash flows to do that?
Yeah, it's a very big question. It's a question on a stock that could be headed for a 56% haircut using the new construct's metrics. It's Netflix, NFLX, and it's not just in the danger zone. It's been in the danger zone. It's now deeper in the danger zone. Not back in the danger zone, because it never left. It's just deeper in the danger zone. Sam McBride, thanks so much for joining me to talk about it.
Thanks for having me, Chuck.
Sam McBride, everybody. He is investment analyst at New Constructs. Go to newconstructs.com for more information. On Twitter, at New Constructs. Remember, they blog about their danger zone picks. Bill Smead from the Smead Value Fund will be here for the morning market call when we come back.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.